Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Let me begin with a discounting of all my complaints about cold mornings. Now it's cold. It is so cold that I put sheets on my hummingbird bushes and camellias last night, and today I realized the sheets had frozen in a permanent shape of the plants below them. And yes, I had some hot coffee this morning to warm me up and will the rest of this week. I do truly hope you are warm and cozy as we visit. Today I am sharing some wisdom from Paul in Colossians 3, 23 and 24, and some thoughts of my own after an everyday, ordinary life experience. Recently, we had an electrician recommended by some neighbors come to our house and resolve some lighting issues. When the job was completed, the problem solved, we were both impressed. The electrician and his two workers were courteous, friendly, came on time, went right to work, wasted no time. They completed the work, cleaned up and completely, and the cost was just as we were told up front with no surprises. We were both pleased with the whole process and will most certainly call on him again if the need arises. This interaction brought to mind a verse in Colossians 3, 23 and 24. I've read it many times. Paul wrote this book, Colossians, to the people living in Colossia during a time in history when being a slave was common for the poor people. Knowing that for myself, I changed words like master to boss and servants to folks. In the NIV, it reads, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for a human boss. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." The Message version reads, "Servants, folks, do what you're told by the person in charge, your boss. And don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Work from the heart for the real person in charge, your real master, God. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. The sullen worker who does shoddy work will be held responsible. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work." Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are all workers for you to live our lives as best we can with the intent of being compassionate, kind, gentle, patient, humble with all folks our lives come in contact with every day, whether on the job, in our homes with our spouse, our children, or the stranger on the street. Sadly for me, I often fail, and instead am impatient, harsh, unkind. So we ask, Lord, for your loving help to keep our hearts soft and loving for others, that they may see some bit of you in us and seek you for themselves. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.